One of the criticisms of concrete was it is noisy. What moves are being done to try to address that particular problem?
Certainly in the 1990s, it was well recognised then that the types of concrete roads we were building in Australia were very noisy, and it was primarily the way we finished the surface of the concrete. We had found, after many studies with the Roads and Traffic Authority, to look at a different combination of longitudinal Hessian dragging, in other words, providing this longitudinal surface for skid resistance, in combination with transverse grooves, which help with reduction in aquaplaning. And we found a good combination of that plus the randomness of the texture reduced the noise surface immensely. I think we got reductions of about 6 dBA.
The pitch of the noise is quite noticeable at the higher levels, even though dBA penalises those levels. And asphalt has a benefit in reducing that pitch. So exposed aggregate concrete is where you remove a mortar and you only have your cubical aggregate on the surface, similar to stone mastic asphalt. And that is not particularly a greatly lower noise, but a less annoying noise. And we've produced trial length of what's called whisper concrete. It's an exposed aggregate surfacing. We use a maximum 10 millimetre, not 20 millimetre aggregate, so we're now down 10 millimetre aggregate size to give a small stone. You know, in a spray seal, the coarse spray seal is a much higher noise than a finer spray seal. We use a cubical aggregate, and we expose the texture on the surface.
The second development in low noise surfacing is a process termed grinding. In grinding, you use very large dedicated equipment whereby you have saw blades mounted on a rotor at about 3 millimeter centers, and this shaft rotates at high speed and basically leaves on the surface of the concrete what's probably best described as a corduroy finish longitudinally down the road. The effect of this is that it gives you a very, very smooth ride quality. It gives you very low noise generation and a very high friction value. So it has all sorts of benefits. The only drawback, unfortunately, is the cost. And in Australia, we don't yet have large dedicated equipment which will carry out that work at an economical level.